2010. First, Columbia defensive end Tank Sessions gave the Seminoles his pledge on Wednesday. Sessions is a 6'5", 230-pound player who chose the Noles over Maryland, Ole Miss, NC State, Oklahoma, and Auburn. And on Friday, FSU struck again, getting a verbal pledge from Telvin Smith, a 6'3", 196-pound linebacker at Lowndes High School. Smith also had offers from Georgia, Georgia Tech, LSU, Louisville, Ole Miss, to name a few.
Now, I know Lowndes is technically in Georgia, but, I mean, you see all those kids. They always seem to go for the Florida schools. It's just so much closer than Athens is. So it's no surprise when, you know, this Smith guy goes, last year you saw Greg Reed. I mean, he felt like Florida State. You feel like Florida State, though, is more your home school than Georgia is because it's literally a stone's throw away.
And before he committed to Florida State, where did he commit? Florida. So you're right. I mean, he was considering two Florida schools, and really, in the end, Georgia didn't seem to be on his radar. Finally, to end the week, Callaway receiver Quantavius Leslie made his declaration known, choosing the University of West Virginia over East Carolina, Clemson, Kentucky, and LSU. Leslie's a big physical wideout at 6'4 and 180 pounds. So, like I said, a ton of kids kind of gave their commitments this week. Another crazy week as commitments, you know, the calendar moves up in the year and kids start announcing earlier. We'll talk about, in the next segment, we're going to talk about the new Georgia Rivals Top 100, which is pretty interesting. A lot of cool things to check out there. As soon as we get back from a quick commercial break, you are listening to The Official Visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Pelican Bell went to Hoover, Alabama in the 2009 SEC Football Media Days, and they kicked some serious SEC.
This is big. Tim Tebow joined Pelican Bell.
Houston Nutt joins us.
Mark Richt, as it's really the A team today.
Les Miles with us here on 790 The Zone from SEC Media Days.
Nick Saban is with us here on 790 The Zone. And where will you be this year? How retooling, reloading?
We know we're going to be good. Are we going to be able to consistently play at a high level because of who we are and what we want to accomplish and how good we want to be?
Football lives here. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
This is not a radio commercial. It's more of a heads up about a major internet breakthrough. I don't want to get too techie, so I'll use metaphors to explain. First, there was Wi-Fi. It was like your mom's casserole. Dependable, but only available at home. Then came internet from the cell phone companies. That was like your in-laws' Thanksgiving turkey. You wait and wait, and it's still not very good. Well, now there's WiMAX from Clear. It's like an all-you-can-eat buffet of super-fast mobile internet. So you can stream TV, movies, play online games, and video chat on the go at the same speeds you'd get with Clear at home. So let's review. Clear is not a casserole. Clear is not a Thanksgiving turkey. Clear is the all-you-can-eat buffet of mobile internet speed and coverage, and it's now covering Atlanta. Go to clear.com for more info and to sign up. Welcome to the future. And right now, you can get Clear home and mobile internet for only $45 a month for life.
Offer expires July 31st, 2009. May be changed or withdrawn without notice. Additional restrictions apply. Coverage and service availability may vary. Visit clear.com for details.
Where do you find the best person to change your oil? The rearview mirror. That's right, you. Advance Auto Parts makes it easy and affordable with 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for $14.99. See store for details. Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
Football lives here, and the countdown is on.
Hey, make that 790 The Zone's countdown to kickoff.
Experts, inside, and the best college and pro football talk in the South.
Getting you
ready for the fall. And at 790thezone.com, daily blogs on the Jackets, Dogs, fantasy football, and more. 790 The Zone's countdown to kickoff, because football lives here.
Time to play.
Football always lives here.
Play clock at one. Kurt got the play away. Back to throw. Warner with ton of time. Throwing right side. Fitz open. Caught at the five. Heading for the pylon. And he is going to be ruled.
Oh!
Cardinals! Larry Fitzgerald! Do you believe it?
First for football. 790 The Zone.
We are back and better than ever on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to The Official Visit, the South's only all-recruiting radio show, which I always say makes us the very best in the business. I am Scott, the Brain Janovitz, joined, as always, by Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor, Tad Arapoglu's joining the team, kind of a new member of the team, if you will. But
coming in off the bench.
But all-star potential. I want to throw that out there. I want to throw that out there. So anyway, Rivals released their top 100 for the state of Georgia this last week, and I found some pretty interesting things within the list. Also have some complaints, which I'll get to a little bit later in this segment. But I wanted to start off with kind of talking about Georgia and Georgia Tech. Georgia, for one, at least in Rivals' opinion, is having one heck of a recruiting class. I can't disagree. But if you look at the numbers, they have 9 recruits in the top 47, which is pretty awesome. But even more impressively, none of those, they have 0 commitments from kids outside the top 47. So their standards
are... Only the best.
There you go. They also
Why go for the crap? Just go for the best. The crap. Don't go after crap. And you know what? If you see crap out
just
there,
offended
you see somebody
53. You've just offended 53 of our state's top
recruits. But you know
recruits.
What I'm saying?
Plenty of talented players on that list.
What I'm saying,
I know
though,
what
is,
you meant.
What I'm saying is if there's number 51 out there and there's also number 46.
Go for 46.
Go for 46. Pull the scholarship ball from 51.
Although I imagine Georgia, unlike Miami, is doing much of their own scouting as opposed to relying
on those hurricanes.
Miami, all they have to do is look
on
a computer.
Videos on YouTube.
All they have to do is look on the computer and they're ready.
Who are we going to recruit? His YouTube video is excellent.
Most impressive guys.
You're just listening to Saved by the Bell.
All right, a little focus. Most impressive guys was that they earned 5 of the state's top 7 players, or commitments from 5 of the state's top 7 players, which is, we've talked a little bit about how Tech is kind of competing with Georgia in the state now. And if you look at those numbers, they're not, right? I mean, Derek Rogers is 1. They have a commitment from them. Stripling's 2. Commitment from him. Alec Ogletree's 3. Georgia's got his commitment. Skip to 5. Garrison Smith is in Georgia's corner, as is Jalen Fields at 7. The only 2 that aren't are Markeith Ambles, who Georgia really kind of shied away from the very beginning. So I don't know if you can consider that a loss. And then Mack Brown, certainly a loss. But when you look at Georgia's backfield, numbers wise, talent wise, they're pretty stacked. So a really impressive start to the recruiting season, at the very least, for Georgia. For Tech, they have all 9 of their commitments are in the top 77 in the state, which is also impressive. 4 are in the top 24. That includes Denzel McCoy, Barry Bostic, Isaiah Johnson, and Ryan Ayers. So impressive start again for Tech. Not quite to the standards of Georgia, but impressive.
I think Ayers is a kid that I'm sure the Georgia coaches won't say it, but I think they were going after him. I think they would have liked to have Ryan Ayers in the fold and score that victory for Paul Johnson.
Well, I think of those 4, 3 are would have Georgia would have liked to have. I think you cannot argue. I think anyone would like to have Barry Bostic. To me, BJ Bostic.
As good as Bostic is, I mean, let's take a look at who Georgia got.
Well, I think they're going to add another corner in this class, probably. And Barry Bostic could
maybe
have been
one from
Denzel
Florida,
McCoy,
Florida area.
Yeah, Tony Grimes. Yeah, of course. And then Denzel McCoy, I also believe they would have liked to have. But Clemson has commitments from 4 players in the top 64. They got 3 of them in the last week. Darius Robinson, Reed Webster, he's from Etowah, has been committed for a couple months. And then Corey Crawford and David Beasley all committed on the same day. We kind of alluded to that earlier. Vandy has 7 of their 9 Georgia commitments are in the top 100, which is absolutely mind-boggling if you followed Vanderbilt at all over the last 3-4 years. And Stanford has 4 in the top 44. Henry Anderson, Tyler Jones, Dante Carr, and Centennial's David Yankee. So those are the schools, Vandy, Clemson, Stanford. Those are the ones that are really hitting the state of Georgia pretty hard so far. But what
Clemson is understandable.
I agree.
Because they're close, and certain pockets of northern Georgia are closer.
They're naturally just a good recruiting
Vanderbilt
school.
Goes after a certain type of athlete, and there's
but
just certain
nine?
Athletes.
You would have expected 9 commitments from Georgia.
9's
that's
pretty phenomenal,
incredible.
Especially Bradley Roby that we spoke about earlier, because he's somebody that ESPN even said he's one of the more underrated receivers in the state. And Georgia's had a lot of great wide receivers come out in this recruiting class.
Yeah. Well, in Stanford, like we said, we'll get to the bottom of that when J.C. Sherbert joins us a little later. But, guys, what were your observations looking over the list? Fletch?
Well, I think T.J. Stripling, you think he's too high on the list. I think he's just about accurate. I think he's one of the best they have in the state at his position. I think it was great that Georgia could get him as well as his cousin Malcolm on board. That might have been a package deal. That may be why they both are there. But Georgia is just – they've taken the top of the list. They've gone after it. They got
it's
Ogletree.
Incredible.
They got the kid Smith. They're going after some of the defensive linemen, which is really what their focus was, and they're getting the best of the best.
It's hard to find a state where one school dominates like that. Maybe Texas and Oklahoma for sure. But not even Florida. I mean, in Florida, you have the three powerhouses, splitting the top recruits for the most part. Georgia, the fact that Georgia could land that, you know, that many of the top seven is really impressive. I'll explain to you why I think Stripling's a little high. It has nothing to do with how much I like the, I love Stripling. I think he's got as much potential as anyone in the state, say minus Dayreek Rogers. But I think he is a bit, because he has so much weight to gain, because I think he's a little bit more of a project than maybe a Garrison Smith, an Alec Ogletree, a Mack Brown. I think he loses a little value in that. I don't think you can rank him that high just based on upside.
He's got his senior year, and he's got a redshirt freshman year that he can go and put some weight on. And by the time Gardner and all those guys are finished with him, he's going to be a beast.
Yeah.
If he had been a Florida Gator, he'd have been too low on the list.
Not high enough.
That's not true. First of all, I'm not even a Gator fan. I don't know why you would say that. Despise the reptiles. But you mentioned Kendren Malcolm, and he's a guy who I think is way too low on the list.
I'd agree with that.
And specifically, the fact that he's behind Rajon Bennett, who I actually think is a really good player. We had him on the show a couple months ago, who, you know, a guy who can both run the ball and is incredibly good catching the ball out of the backfield. He didn't play at all last year, though. He played like 3-4 games his whole junior year. I don't know how you can have someone like that ahead of a guy like Malcolm, who is not only has offers from just about everyone, I mean, you know, every major school in the South, but is, you know, it was a really, really good physical runner. To me, that's a little crazy. Another thing, I think Dayreek Rogers, by the way, is in the Stripling category, a great, great, great project, a player who has a ton of potential. I think he's too high.
Really?
I think a guy like Markeith Ambles is going to probably surprise most people listening, but I think Markeith Ambles is more of a sure bet. I do. I really like him, and if you're going to call me a Gator fan, I wish the Gators had taken him. But that's kind of I think Mack Brown's
too. 6'3", the speed he has and the size he has, I think he's just a phenomenal player.
Who Rogers. Do you think should have been number
one? But look at his stats. He to me, if you're that good, you dominate on the high school level. And he had something like,
well, he's finally got a quarterback this year, Nash yards. Nance, who's going to be going to Vanderbilt next year.
It's a good point. It's a good point. We'll see.
I mean, no disrespect to his quarterbacks the last couple of years, but he's finally got one that can put it on the money. It's a guy that they know, their friends. I spoke to their coach in preparation for one of the previews we're doing, and he says that they are both very excited. Those guys, they get out there in the backyard and just throw it around.
Yeah. I'll tell you another thing that kind of is interesting, in my opinion, is that Connor Shaw is the highest-rated quarterback at 38, and then Hudson Mason and Nash Nance are 2 and 3 at 93 and 99. And I find that interesting but not surprising. It's another relatively – I love Hudson Mason. I think he's a great player. It's another relatively weak year in the state for quarterbacks. And
they're calling Blake Sims not a quarterback then?
No. He's an athlete.
Because he's not going to play it. Gotcha.
Again, same with B.J. Bostic, who's one of the best. You know, I mean, they play him a lot at quarterback, and he's, you know, he's listed as an athlete because that's where he's going to play. But to me, the state of Georgia is just not, for a couple years now, is not producing the quarterbacks that a lot of the other top states do.
Well, we always are known for having some speedy guys and the physicality, and I guess that just doesn't translate over to the quarterback position, especially if you're looking for that kind of drop-back pocket passer.
I think if you take a look at the types of offenses that are popular around Georgia, I mean, now you're seeing it up at Lassiter with them implementing the spread offense and of course, with Rush moving down there to where he is now, Rush Pro.
Colquitt.
Over from Hoover, you'll start to see more spreads. But they just run the wing T. Like, take a look at the powers that are here. You know, Lowndes, they're running the wing T. Camden, run that wing T. A lot of these places, they run the wing T offense that you just don't see the quarterbacks – have a chance to. I mean, Zach Mettenberger was probably the best, you know, drop back passer, but his Oconee County Warriors were like 4-6 all of his 4 years there. You know, they don't have the offenses that really suit the drop back passers.
No, I absolutely agree. A couple other observations I had: Naron Ball and Michael Taylor are two guys who I think are just way too good of athletes to not be considered at least in the top 20 in this state. Of course, we'll have Michael Taylor on a little later, but to me, they're ranked 27 and let's see. Michael Taylor is 26 and 28. So, to me, they're both top 20 guys. And it's also interesting to note that there are no five-star players in the state this year. And that's a little surprising when you consider minus Florida, Texas, and California. Georgia is clear and away, in my opinion, the fourth best state in the country for football talent, and they don't have a five-star guy.
And it's not just according to Rivals. It's also according to, you know, the Sporting News. They just released their Sporting News 100, the top 100 players, and a player from the state of Georgia does not appear until number 42.
And Mac, who's the first Brown. One? Mac Brown. See, Mac I told you. If they say it, it's true. Mac Brown should be higher than
this
7.
This list also, though, I'm going to have to take this list to task. They've got a lot of running backs, wide receivers, and quarterbacks in this list. Not Who a lot they, of offensive linemen.
Since I haven't seen it, who's most notably kind of missing from that or too low? Did you tell me Garrison Smith was?
Garrison Smith is number 48.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty low.
Yeah. Especially
IMO,
if you've watched him
IMHO.
Play.
IMHO.
No. I mean,
exactly.
I agree. I mean, if you've watched the kid play, he's
my honest opinion.
One of the most dominant defensive linemen to come out of
Text
the state
in
some time. Again, we got to get to another commercial break. When we come back, though, we have a very special guest who will join us, Carver Columbus's quarterback slash athlete, Devin Burns. So continue listening. You are listening to The Official Visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Pollock and Bell.
Tennessee head man, Lane Kiffin.
This guy is radio gold. Gold.
Yes, he is.
When it was slow this year, we were waiting for the playoffs to heat up in the NBA. You provided us with a lot of stuff. Lane Kiffin, good to meet you. How you doing?
You're welcome, first of all. I've heard that a lot. I've helped a lot of ratings.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
I'm about to present to you a straightforward commercial for GEICO, the third largest personal auto insurer in the country. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to GEICO, and GEICO received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Standard & Poor's has consistently awarded GEICO a AAA rating for financial strength. This is usually where I'd say something cute or clever, but like I said at the beginning, we're keeping this straightforward. Goodbye to you now.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance. Reason number 48 to switch to GEICO.
As much as you enjoy the experience, you won't have to go to the post office. We can automatically debit your checking account or even charge your premium to your credit card. It's easy and you never have to worry about mailing your car insurance premium again. But we must warn you, you won't get to use any postage stamps. I hear they're coming out with some pretty cool designs.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com, then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Ladies and gentlemen, the fictional President of the United States.
People of Atlanta, the bailout to the Bo stimulus package just got sweeter when booking at whereatlantaplays.com and using the offer code Atlanta. You can stay at the Bo Rivage for as low as $89 per night.
Mr. President, tell us exactly why Atlantans should head to Bo Rivage this summer.
Allow me. You see, sugar, the Bo Rivage is the bomb. It's an MGM Four Diamond Resort on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. You can fly there in 1 hour or drive there in 5 hours, maybe in a limo. It's a hookup, baby. I'm telling you, bachelorette parties galore, hotties by the pool. Bob Dole could get action there. It's great. In closing, the bailout to the Bo package is a limited time offer. So Atlanta, act now. Thank you.
The bailout to the Bo double occupancy package includes two nights hotel, two buffets, two Miller Lights, and two Bacardi cocktails for as low as $119 plus tax per person through August 8th and just $89 plus tax per person August 9th through August 31st. Book now by visiting whereatlantaplays.com and enter offer code Atlanta.
These are times for saving money. Maybe a few less lattes, movies on TV instead of at the theater, a trip to the country instead of cross country. But knowing that if you or your family are in a crash, OnStar is automatically alerted and can get help to your exact location? Not something you really want to do without. OnStar is standard for the first year on 14 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
Are you burdened with $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Struggling to get your life in order? Are you late or about to be? Let us help by settling your debt. If you are currently working and can afford making monthly payments, call our professionals today for a no-obligation analysis. Call 1-800-506-1675. 1-800-506-1675. You owe it to yourself and your family. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 1-800-506-1675. Debt-Free Stimulus is a debt-matching service. Individual results may vary, so please review all program terms.
Okay, here I go, Mom.
We interrupt this summer moment to let you know that right now, Walmart is checking other stores' prices so you don't have to. If you ever do find a lower price, Walmart will match it. Just another way Walmart is working harder than ever to save you money this summer so you can focus on more important things.
Good cannonball, honey!
Summer costs less at Walmart. Save money, live better, Walmart.
Mayhem in the AM.
Going to be another huge week for Mayhem in the AM. We start off Monday morning. It's all about football live at Flowery Branch. Domino continues his top 10 college games of the year, and we're live at the Beau Rivage in Biloxi. It's all coming up on Mayhem.
Morning, 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone.
And 790thezone.com.
We are back and better than ever on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to The Official Visit, brought to you by Score Atlanta. And we have a very special guest waiting on the phone lines for us right now in Devin Burns. Can't quite get Devin. You got
Devin, are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Hey, Devin. Thanks for joining us today on Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Hey, Devin, before we... You know, I would like to say congratulations on what I believe was a recent commitment to Maryland, and we're going to talk about that at length. But before we do so, let's kind of revisit a big story that happened a couple weeks ago. Of course, according to reports, your offer was pulled from by the University of Georgia, which later kind of, I guess, upset your coach, Del McGee, and it led to the ban of Georgia. But what I want to know from you is exactly what happened and – you know, how disappointed you really were?
Well, me and a few of my teammates, we actually went to the University of Georgia for the Friday night, for Bulldog night. And my parents, you know, they met us up that weekend, met us there that weekend. And I was about to commit to Georgia, and they said they were open committed, so they couldn't take me. That's pretty much what happened. They weren't taking more quarterbacks, so
right.
Pretty much that.
Well, they were recruiting you as a quarterback, I take it. I'm just wondering in terms of you saw the depth chart with Logan Gray there. Obviously, Joe Cox is a senior this year, but Aaron Murray and Zach Mettenberger also being on the roster, you know, from last year's signing day. Did they promise you any sort of playing time on there or a chance to compete with that? Or I'm just wondering, you know, were you relishing the competition or?
Well, they said I'd be able to compete, you know, at either quarterback or receiver. So I was going up there with a mindset to play as an athlete. So.
Okay.
And, you know, one of the big stories coming out of there was the fact that your coach had said that Georgia's no longer allowed to recruit on your high school campus. Now, regardless of people's opinions of it, what did it mean to you that your coach took that stand on behalf of what had happened to you?
What was that?
How did it feel that your coach took a stand on your behalf?
Well, you know, that's how much our coach cares for his players. You know, he cares after us as fun. So, I mean, that's something that anybody would do, you know, for their athlete if they really care that much about him.
Now we're being joined by Devin Burns on Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. To follow up with that, though, I mean, did your coach, has he talked since to Mark Richt about possibly when this ban will end, or have you gone up to the coach and said, I appreciate your standing up to me, but, I mean, maybe there's other players that they want to go to Georgia and might not get the chance to. I mean, is there any end to this ban, quote-unquote?
You know, he's not really stopping anybody from going to Georgia. It's just, you know, they're really wanting me to, you know, Georgia fast, you know, at the school at this time. They'll be able to come back to school.
All right, Devin, let's move on to something, I guess, a little lighter than that. I know you visited Maryland this weekend, and rumor has it you pulled the trigger. Well, first, is that true? And second, if so, what sold you on the Terps?
Yeah, I committed to Maryland this following weekend. I mean, with, you know, the program all together, you know, the football team, you know, they're on the rise, you know, they're winning. Winning team, and, you know, with the talent they're bringing in there, I'll be able to contribute to the team.
Yeah, what other schools other than Maryland and Georgia did you consider, and what kind of separated Maryland from the bunch?
I was looking at Vanderbilt and Southern Miss a little bit. Maryland, they really stood out to me as far as their, the offense and then the location of Maryland. You know, I want to go to Maryland for business. So, you know, being in town, they're so close to Washington, D.C., and all the business around there, I'll be able to the internship at one of the businesses and really start my career from there.
Well, it's got to be a load off your back to finally have your decision made and you're going to be going to Maryland. I'm assuming that the coaching staff was familiar with your situation and what happened with Georgia. Have they taken any steps to assure you that you have nothing to worry about as far as honoring your scholarship with Maryland?
Yes, they did. We spoke with the staff, with the head coach referee for about 2.5 hours. We just talked about everything. We didn't really talk about that subject. We talked about me coming to Maryland and playing as a Maryland Terrapin. So we didn't really speak too much about that. You put that in the past.
Yeah, Devin, talk about your relationship with head coach Ralph Friedgen and the other Maryland coaches that you've kind of grown close to over the last couple months.
Coach Friedgen had actually came to see me after school, after the season, to get ready for spring ball. I mean, I met with him there after school and got to know him a little bit. And after he left, it was really hard on me recruiting, and I was coach. Coach Grant, he was actually recruiting me, and the quarterback coach was Franklin. I've developed a real good relationship with them too, talking with them on the phone and whatnot.
Now, have you heard any of the rumors about the fridge up there, Ralph Friedgen, possibly stepping away soon, and then James Franklin stepping up? I assume Coach Franklin. You say you talked to him. How's the relationship there?
I know about it. Being in the town so close to Coach Franklin, that won't be a problem. That would make us even closer. No.
Yeah, Devin, what? Oh, go ahead.
My coach as a head coach, also, that brings us even closer.
What position have they talked about playing you at Maryland, and what position do you prefer?
Quarterback. They taught me playing quarterback.
And, last year Jarvis Jones was one of the big recruits, and this year we saw Corey Crawford and David Beasley make their commitments last week. How helpful was it to go through the recruiting process with them and see how they handled the situation as well?
It was all good. We kind of bounced off each other. I kind of gave each other advice on this whole recruit deal. Talked to other teammates about how to handle it. So we all had to come back on this whole recruitment process.
Now, obviously, we all know that DJ Adams from Norcross went up to Maryland this past season, actually signed out of Norcross to go up to Maryland. Have you spoken to him much? Has he kind of given you, hey, I went to summer school up there, it's a great place to go, or do you know him at all? And are you, in turn, going to play the Pied Piper and try to bring some more Georgia boys up to Maryland?
When we went down to Maryland, I actually got to meet him and speak with him. About how summer school went and how he likes it up there so far. So yeah, I got to talk to him, and I am going to be recruiting some more Georgia boys come up to Maryland.
There you go. There you go.
That's what we like to hear, a little school spirit. One last question for you. This, of course, we're talking to Carver Columbus quarterback Devin Burns. Devin, what type of quarterback or what type of player is Maryland getting in you?
And at most a leader to the team. Lead by example, I can bring that dual threat aspect to Maryland. I'd be able to throw the ball, from the pro style and offense they run in. The threat of, running anything with the breakdown, we have that option too.
Hey, listen, Devin, thanks for joining us today, and good luck on the football field.
All right, thank you.
Again, that was Carver Columbus quarterback Devin Burns, and I kind of, what you were alluding to a little earlier, I think, my interpretation of your question, was that, Georgia was pretty loaded at quarterback. And I think maybe in the end he wanted to go to Georgia, but he might be better off going to Maryland.
I was just trying to get inside of his head and, was he really going to Georgia to play quarterback, or was he going to Georgia to be a wide receiver or a cornerback?
Do you agree with my sentiment, though?
I mean, I think Georgia's loaded for the next few years at quarterback. I was surprised that any quarterback would want to go to Georgia right now.
Well,
it just seems odd, and I was trying to get into his mind to think, oh, that's why you want to go to Georgia, because they said you can compete against Mettenberger and Aaron Murray. Or maybe if we can get a little mindset of Aaron Murray's not going to redshirt this year. Mettenberger is, and he would have the chance to go against Zach Mettenberger in the next few years. That's what I was trying to get out of him right there.
Yeah.
Just I don't know why a quarterback would want to go to Georgia right now.
Yeah, part of the problem is these schools extend so many offers, and we're going to talk about that in the next segment. You're listening to The Official Visit on Sports Radio, 790 The Zone.
790 The Zone, home to one of the most reputable names in all of sports, Sporting News Radio. Whether it's weeknights or weekends, Sporting News Radio, only on 790 The Zone.
Hey, it's Dake Shapiro here to talk about Salomon Brothers with my buddy Gary, who has been shopping there for years for the beautiful lady in your life.
Stakey, for me, it's all about high quality, beautiful, one-of-a-kind pieces, and the best prices in the city.
Yeah, best prices is absolutely what Salomon Brothers wants you to know about. They'll match any price anywhere in town from any website or local store or whatever it is. And here's the great thing. With all the engagements happening, how about just anniversaries? How about year after year, you find great stuff for your wife?
For my 20th anniversary, Stakey, I got a beautiful colored crystal necklace, and the people in Alpharetta couldn't stop talking
the
about it.
The people in Alpharetta around the pool, what were they saying? What were they saying?
I want to see more, Steak.
That's the great thing about it. You want your wife to stay happy. You want to get great stuff. Gary knows it, and so do anybody who shops there. The woman in your life deserves the best and the best prices. So whether it's a big anniversary, a diamond engagement ring, or maybe upgrading the great ring that you have, that's the beauty of it. Gary, say it with me. 17th floor Tower Place. In Buckhead. Check out Salomon Brothers.
Football lives here, and the countdown is on.
Hey, make that 790 The Zone's countdown to kickoff.
Experts, insight, and the best college and pro football talk in the South.
Getting you
ready for the fall. And at 790thezone.com, daily blogs on the Jackets, Dogs, fantasy football, and more. 790 The Zone's countdown to kickoff, because football lives here.
There's a reason why Frost Brewed Coors Light is the official beer of NASCAR. It's because just like there's nothing stock about a stock car, there's nothing stock about a Silver Bullet can. Just take a look at this vented wide mouth. It lets air in for that smooth, refreshing pour. And this frost-brewed liner, it works just like one of those soft walls on the track, protecting the frost-brewed taste in every can of Coors Light. And when you need a frosty one, well, let the mountains on this new 12-ounce cold-activated can do the talking. Because when you see those mountains turn blue, there is no doubt you've got the green flag. Drink Frost Brewed Coors Light, the official beer of NASCAR.
Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. You hold the key, never drive drunk.
The world's hottest sport meets the world's most refreshing beer. Frost Brewed Coors Light, the official beer of NASCAR.
You've heard it before. Go, there's nothing stopping you. And AirTran Airways means it, especially when you're sitting back and relaxing, much the way you can in the great AirTran Airways brand new jumbo jet. And enjoy all of the away team interviews that are rich and personal right here on AirTran Airways Hardball, heard on 790 The Zone. My name is Chris Domino, and here's what's going to happen all season long. I'll be sitting down with some of the biggest stars in baseball as they fly into Atlanta and play our hometown team. It's a real treat when you get a chance to potentially be talking with a Hall of Famer or an icon of America's pastime. And AirTran Airways flyaways over the course of the season will be included. Your chance to fly away to see the hometown baseball team play on top of that. Don't forget, away team interviews courtesy of our friends at AirTran Airways all season long here on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com. You know what I say, go, there's nothing stopping you. And with AirTran Airways, boy, do they prove it every day. More flights than anybody else, more on-time flights than anybody else in a brand new fleet. That's AirTran Airways. They're doing it bigger and better than everybody else, and you can actually sit back, relax, enjoy both AirTran Airways and AirTran Airways fly away team interviews. Rich and personal, just the way AirTran Airways treats you.
Between the morning antics of Mayhem in the AM.
You're out of line. You know the line?
You know the line.
And the craziness of the two live stews.
Damn, boy, you're about as big as a mountain. Look like you might have played some football.
It's the one, the only. Brandon and Wolvie.
Okay.
Weekdays 11 to 1.
And there they go!
Only on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to The Official Visit, brought to you by Score Atlanta. And I would like to kind of tell you guys a little bit about what Score Atlanta offers. Every Friday night, we have some great webcasting opportunity for you guys to kind of catch the best game in the state. We travel all around the state and do some great webcasting with GPB, and it's a great opportunity for those of you who can't travel around the state, say to Columbus or to Savannah. We'll be there capturing all the action. We also have a great website at scoreatl.com, and you can watch the webcast, I should point out, at scoreatl.com. And, of course, we have a great website that we update all the time. And we have a new website starting up called gaprepnews.com. And that's all the sports information you want on the prep level. So, of course, Score Atlanta staying busy during the summer and the fall months. We do have our best friend, though, on the line right now in Aqua Blue General Manager, Brian Longacre. Brian, are you there?
I am. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
I think we're all doing quite well.
I'm good.
Excuse me, zone-tastic.
So, Brian, our best friend, tell us a little about Aqua Blue and what you guys are going to be doing in the upcoming month. I know August is a busy month for you guys.
Absolutely. Well, we're in our second month of our summer menu, and the reviews have been great. We're focusing on some fresh seafood and some lighter portions, seasonal ingredients, getting a lot of produce from local markets, and that makes a big difference. And then starting over the weekend, August 1st, for the entire month, we're doing the Taste of Asia here at Aqua Blue, and what that is you get a three-course meal for $23, a choice of three different appetizers, three entrees, and three desserts. We rolled that out this weekend, and we were very full this weekend, very busy, and the guests were loving it. So, and all that information is available on our website,
which is aquablueatl.com. And one thing that I know that my cohort in crime here, Scott Janovitz, would be interested in, the cooking demonstration this August the 15th from 8 to noon. Can you tell Scott a little bit about that?
Yeah, tell me about
that. Yeah, we're actually taking the show on the road twice this month. This coming Wednesday, August 5th, we're going to be at Macy's in Lenox, and we're going to be doing a cooking demonstration there for about 1,000 people with two of the items from the Asian menu. And then on the 15th, it's a really cool venue, is the Riverside Farmers Market here in Roswell. We're actually going to be doing some sushi demonstration and everything else. And it coincides with the Riverside Farmers Market with the fresh produce, local ingredients, and everything else. So it's a great win-win opportunity. And we love getting out in the community. It's very important for us. We definitely like to support, you know, the area businesses and things like that. So we're really excited about doing that.
Yeah, I know you also have special opportunities on Thursday night for ladies, I believe, and also some unique opportunities on Friday night. So tell us about both.
Yeah, actually, Thursday night is we do complimentary hors d'oeuvres from 5:30 to 7:30 in our bar, and then the American Flyer starting at 8 o'clock. And it's a great people-watching night. There'll be anywhere from 200 to 300 people in the bar, just a great singles night. And our girls' night out is actually Wednesday night, and we'll have live entertainment for the ladies, and then plus they have a personalized menu where every item on that menu is $5. So wine, cocktails, martinis, appetizers, everything on that menu is $5.
The address is 1564 Holcomb Bridge Road. The phone number, 770-643-8886. Ask for Brian. Why? Because he is our friend, and he wants to be yours, too.
Try that Taste of Asia three course. Gentlemen. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thanks again, Brian.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Again, that was Brian Longacre, the general manager of Aqua Blue. One of the finest
He's a good
seafood.
Guy.
He is a good guy. And he offers great seafood and good wine. So, I mean, if you're a good guy and you offer seafood and wine, you're high up in my book.
High up.
It's a dual threat.
Moving on, back to recruiting, though, why we're here. We spoke a little bit with Devin Burns in the last segment, and, of course, one of the issues at play there was that he got his offer pulled, and I think it was a result of, in fact, I know it's a result of, what a lot of colleges do these days, and that is throwing out way more scholarships than they're going to accept. In other words, extending 100 scholarships to 100 different players, 60 different players, 80 different players, whatever it may be, when you know in the end you're going to only sign 25 kids.
Game of numbers, though.
It is a game of numbers. But here's what's interesting. Chip Towers of the AJC interviewed Mike Paris and Corey Jarvis, two of the state's finest coaches. Mike Paris, of course, is at Jackson. Corey Jarvis at MLK, and they both had some interesting things to say. Paris said the following: schools are offering way too many kids. Some of them are worse than others, but they're all doing it. None of them can sign more than 25, but I hear about some of them offering 40, 50, 100 players. Inevitably, you're going to have a lot of disappointed kids. Jarvis said one of the ones that I feel are the worst are the MAC schools. They're offering everybody. It's hurting those guys that are late bloomers. There's a lot of kids that don't get the chance to play until their senior years. It's just moved the whole process up too much. So here's my question to you guys. Do you agree with these two coaches that schools are offering too many kids and that these kids are, in the end, sort of casualties of the process? Or do you think it's simply, like Fletcher said, a numbers game and something that is unavoidable?
Well, I think it is a numbers game, unfortunately. And you hate to see the recruits getting upset, and it's a tough situation. But you look at it, look at Georgia. We talked about this earlier, the fact that they've got five of the top seven rated recruits. I don't think that you can necessarily go into a recruiting process expecting that. And so you kind of have to make these offers. But now all of a sudden, if they have these five, you got to wonder who's not going to be competing at this position.
Right, and if you let's say they do what Jarvis is suggesting, and they offer only 25 kids,
that's ridiculous.
Right, okay. It's ridiculous because
it's terrible.
Because if you don't land, let's say you don't land five of them, well, by the time you learn that and reassess, half your list,
the other guys are
totally gone off the board. And so really, the problem is that the process has moved up, like Jarvis said, too much, and you have no ability to play that field. You can't to play the field, you have to put out that many offers. It's the only way to do it.
Well, I think different schools have different philosophies, obviously. You've got some schools like Texas, they go out there and shoot, by this past February, they already had, I think it was 17 or 18 kids locked up for February 2010. They like to go ahead of the game. Then you've got other schools like Florida State, they like to close in a hurry. They like to get all their recruits like the last day or two before. You saw Georgia normally, or I guess last year for the 09 recruiting class, they had most of it locked up. For the 2010 recruiting class, a lot of those guys, they were sort of late bloomers, late into the field, because they were able to sit back there. It's just different philosophies, and for everybody that gets upset with what about the late bloomers, what about the kids who, you know, don't become really good until their senior year, well, there's schools out there that wait and look at those seniors.
Right.
I mean, it's just...
Absolutely.
If you want to go to Texas, then you better be on your P's and Q's as a sophomore or junior. Well, if you want to go to Florida State, you can afford to wait, you know?
And I think the game is changing a little bit, and I think athletes who are looking to play college football need to know two things. One, that there's a risk in waiting to take a scholarship. If you're going to wait, you know, till your senior season, the way it's moving, a lot of these kids are committing and taking up spaces in the summer. And if you're going to wait till the end of your season, you better be a five-star guy, or you better know there's a risk of having your scholarship taken by someone else. And they also need to ask the coaches, like a Devin Burns, who may not have had a committable offer. I know Florida offers 100 kids, but half of those kids at no point are committable offers until the end of the game. In other words, Urban Meyer and staff will see who they lose out on, and then if they lose out on some of the guys higher on the board, then they go to the other guys they offered. And the reason they throw out those offers is because they know if they don't offer those kids and they wait a couple months to do so, well, the schools that did offer them are going to automatically be higher on that board.
And let's not pretend like it's the school's fault either. How many times have you seen Georgia or Florida or Miami have a kid that they think is in the fold come signing day?
Absolutely.
Oops, I pulled the switch and I go over here. Then all of a sudden, you're kind of stuck, and either you have to put that scholarship in your pocket and wait till next year, or you give a call to the kid, like you said, who's maybe the four-star or three-star guy, and say, you know what? You still want that offer? It's still on the table for
you. It's a tough situation. It's no win, because if you honor the right way, you get stuck in a situation like that. But on the flip side of it, it's very upsetting to these kids when, meanwhile, they've ended the recruiting process.
Right.
And when you pull the scholarship away, now they have to start.
No, well, I disagree with you. I think you end the recruiting process when you say, I want to commit to you, coach, and coach says, done, here is your scholarship.
Right. Let's differentiate between Burns.
He was ready to give his commitment, but on the other end, Georgia wasn't ready to commit.
Right. You know what I don't accept, and what I do have a huge problem
with... It's over now
with,
because Maryland. He's in bed with Maryland now.
What I do have a huge problem with is when kids commit, schools learn they get someone better, and then they accept the commitment and then take it
yes,
away.
Yes, it would have been 20 times
that's,
worse.
That is hugely
is if Georgia had given this guy the scholarship, he committed, and then, you know, come January, Georgia goes, by the way, Devin, sorry, yoink.
But I think you made an extremely important point, Fletcher, and that is that the school is not the bad guy in this, that the players oftentimes, some of these kids are a lot...
They love the show.
And not just that, but they're wiser than you think, and they will commit early merely to save that spot just in case that's where they want to go, and they'll continue looking elsewhere, and 5 months later, they may end up, you know, decommitting and going somewhere across
Georgia Tech.
Right, may go somewhere across the country, and now what? If you only had 30 offers out there, you got no one on your board left. And that's not the way, if you're a smart coach and you're trying to win national championships or conference championships, that's not the way you recruit. It doesn't work. Which is why I was highly critical of Georgia Tech earlier in the summer, because, you know, Giff Smith came on and said, we only offer the number of kids on our, you know, that we're willing to take. And I don't know if I even believe it.
I don't believe that. I think Paul Johnson knows the game.
Right. Well, if it's the truth, they're not going to have much success, because that's
why Georgia has five of the top seven.
It's not a formula. But I think what's clear is that we all agree on this topic. We do have to get to another commercial break. When we come back, though, we'll have another extremely special guest. ESPN's top recruiting analyst, J.C. Sherbert, will be with the official visit. You are listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Mayhem in the AM.
Hall of Famer Ozzie Smith.
At an autograph signing one day, two little boys came up to the table and I signed their autograph, and their mom says, "Why don't you do it for them?" A little kid comes up with that and he says, "Smith corks one in down the line. It could go. Go crazy, folks. Go crazy. The Cardinals have won the game by the score of 3-2 on a home run by the Wizards."
Morning 6 to 11 only on 790 The Zone
and 790thezone.com.
McDonald's presents How to Speak McCafe. Today's word, embrace.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Jen.
Big hug.
Come here.
Aww.
Now with an accent mark, embrace A.
Hi, Steve.
Oh, hi, Jen. I got you a McCafe mocha, and it was free.
Come here, you.
Whoa. Put me down.
To get the great taste of a McCafe mocha, come to McDonald's any Monday through August 3rd and get a sample size free. Go ahead. McCafe your Monday. Limit one sample size hot or iced mocha per person per visit at participating McDonald's.
Welcome to Economics 101. Now, when a given item greatly exceeds the expectations of the purchaser, it is referred to as a good value. To illustrate, I've placed McDonald's meals on your desks. Point made.
Share your smarts. Grab McDonald's double cheeseburger or McChicken sandwich with medium fries and a medium Coca-Cola for just $2.99 every day. Prices and participation may vary.
Hey, it's Steak Shapiro here to talk about Salomon Brothers with my buddy Gary, who has been shopping there for years for the beautiful lady in your life.
Steaky, for me, it's all about high quality, beautiful, one-of-a-kind pieces, and the best prices in the city.
Yeah, best prices is absolutely what Salomon Brothers wants you to know about. They'll match any price anywhere in town from any website or local store or whatever it is. And here's the great thing. With all the engagements happening, how about just anniversaries? How about year after year, you find great stuff for your wife?
For my 20th anniversary, Steak, I got a beautiful colored crystal necklace, and the people in Alpharetta couldn't stop talking about it.
The people in Alpharetta around the pool, what were they saying? What were they saying?
I want to see more, Steak.
That's the great thing about it. You want your wife to stay happy. You want to get great stuff. Gary knows it, and so do anybody who shops there. The woman in your life deserves the best and the best prices. So whether it's a big anniversary, a diamond engagement ring, or maybe upgrading the great ring that you have, that's the beauty of it. Gary, say it with me. 17th floor Tower Place. In Buckhead. Check out Salomon Brothers.
Football lives here, and the countdown is on.
Hey, make that 790 The Zone's countdown to kickoff.
Experts inside in the best college and pro football talk in the South.
Getting you
ready for the fall. And at 790thezone.com, daily blogs on the Jackets, Dogs, fantasy football, and more. 790 The Zone's countdown to kickoff, because football lives here. Tough, hard-hitting, and all business.
Personal foul, unnecessary hands in the pants.
Also known as holding.
Falcon Camp is in session, and 790 The Zone is your camp counselor. The best Falcons coverage all season long. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
They call me Big L.A., Big Silly.
We are back on an overcast Sunday at 790 The Zone. You are listening to The Official Visit, brought to you by Score Atlanta and SouthernPigskin.com. We are the South's only all-recruiting show, which makes us the very best in the business. I, of course, am Scott the Brain Janovich, joined by Fletcher Proctor, Tad Arapoglu, and we have a very special guest on the line for us right now. In my opinion, ESPN's best recruiting analyst, J.C. Sherbert. J.C., are you there, and how is your Sunday going this far?
Hey, guys, it's good to be with you. My Sunday's going excellent. When I get off of here, I'm going to go see that movie, Funny People. I'm going to take a little break. So looking forward to that and have a little downtime today.
I'll tell you, it's a great movie, JC, but don't expect all comedy. A little too much drama, if you ask me. But
you know, Sandler, the last couple of ones he's made, you know, the one with the remote control with Henry Winkler, and you know, it was real emotional, and Rain Over Me was certainly not a comedy. So,
Drunk Punch Love.
I'm used to kind of his diversity, if you will.
Yeah, there you go. So let's get into why we're all here, which is recruiting. And to begin with, I want to hear your opinion of Georgia's class thus far, the way they've gone about filling their needs. And, you know, the fact that if you look at Rivals rankings, you know, they're dominating that the top of, you know, the top echelon in this state of recruits.
Well, I think that, you know, the Rivals state rankings aside, which, by the way, I used to work at Rivals. I have maintained some friends over there, and I think there's even some frustration with the state rankings within Rivals. So I don't know if I'd look at those as the end-all, but,
no,
but I think bottom line, what you do look at is Georgia's got the best class in the SEC right now. And I think anytime you do that, you're competing for the best class in the country. And what's been so impressive to me about it is that there's been guys who have, you know, when it first started, you didn't look at their recruitment and say, hey, these guys are locks for Georgia, like guys like T.J. Stripling from Southwest DeKalb. You know, Garrison Smith sort of had an idea he would end up there, but then Alec Ogletree from over in Noonan, Georgia, and Derek Rogers sort of liked Florida a little bit. I mean, you had – and then Brent Benedict, of course, was an out-of-state kid that certainly had a lot of options. So that's been what's been so impressive about it to me is that they've almost come from behind on some guys. Not totally out of it, but they've come from – you know, these aren't the guys that grew up wanting to wear the silver britches and play between the hedges, and they've done a great job of closing the deal on them relatively early in the process.
Yeah, on a similar note of surprising commitments, you know, they've kind of really hit the state of Florida pretty hard. Talk about the surprising success they've had there.
You know, I was told by a college coach that doesn't coach at Georgia that sort of knows some folks on that staff that there's going to be a renewed emphasis at UGA, and, you know, take this for what it's worth because secondhand information, but it certainly looks like it if you look at their class this year, not only on the state of Florida, but in the Jacksonville area in particular. And that makes all the sense in the world. You know, Georgia basically plays one game. I mean, they do play one game in Jacksonville every single year. It's basically, you know, a 50-50 split, so it's like almost like a home game. You know, you got tons of Bulldog fans and alumni in the area. It's right there, you know, 20 miles from the state of Georgia, and there's great football players in Jacksonville, so there's no reason why they shouldn't be recruiting that area. But then you look up and down the commit list, and it's not just that city as it stands now. You know, you do have Derek Owens from Andrew Jackson High School. You go up and you look at a guy like Dimitri Baker, who's a wonderful, great athlete from Orange Park in the Jacksonville area, and then Benedict. But you also look at it, B.J. Butler and Mark Deese are from the Orlando area, and Kissimmee, Osceola. Frost Proof High School's kind of in that central Florida, Lakeland kind of area. You know, and you look at all the way down to Deion Rogers from Treasure Coast, which is in Port St. Lucie, which is kind of on the space coast of Florida, and really the whole state. It seems like it's getting a visit for the Bulldogs. Nothing wrong with that. There's great players in Florida, and certainly this is a trend that I think is good as far as filling talent and filling spots in your recruiting class goes, and one that if I were a Bulldog fan, I'd certainly welcome.
You're listening to WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company. This is SCORE Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. And I've got a question for you. You mentioned Georgia, in your opinion, has the top class right now. Georgia, I guess, got, in our opinion, a little late to the party in terms of when they started recruiting, but it seems like they've gotten big time in a hurry with their numbers. What other schools do you think might give Georgia a run for their money? I mean, is it obviously going to be the big ones and Nick Saban and Les Miles and Urban Meyer, or could Lane Kiffin sneak up there and maybe win a recruiting title?
No, I don't see Tennessee ended up with a class better this year than Florida, Georgia, Alabama, LSU. You know, I think Tennessee will land a pretty good class, kind of like they did last year, but they just don't have them. I mean, now if they start winning, it could be a different story because obviously, you know, what they're selling now it's basically excitement and headlines and hype and things like that. And I think that, in my opinion, when you look at, you know, some of the comments that have been made, it hasn't paid off for them in recruiting. You hear it all the time, we do this because of recruiting. Well, here's the University of Tennessee. You have a 110,000-seat stadium. Peyton Manning played there. You won a national championship in 1998. Why do you have to go and say, you know, people from Pahokee don't wear shoes to generate recruiting excitement for that program? It doesn't make sense to me. And the prospects I've talked to, you know, they have this interest, but it's not the same level of interest that you have in a Florida or Georgia or an LSU or Alabama right now. So no, I don't think on Tennessee. I think those four schools, you know, the Gators, defending national champs, probably will add a third one this year. You know, you do that, it's an awfully easy sell. I still don't think their class is as good as Georgia's right now, but certainly could end up being. Nick Saban does a great job, particularly in state. And then, you know, Les Miles at LSU, guys, you know, there aren't too many SEC programs that can go into the state of Texas and recruit like they can. They have a wonderful in-state talent base, and now they're starting to go around the country and sort of select. Les Miles and the staff really tying into some of those Midwestern roots to get a guy like a Spencer Ware out of Cincinnati, Ohio. You know, they've come over to Georgia and signed some guys. You know, they do a good job in Florida. So LSU sort of creeping out a little bit, you know, and recruiting more nationally along with the wonderful in-state talent base that they have. So yeah, those four schools are who I look for to finish, you know, top four in the league this year.
We're being joined by J.C. Sherbert on Score Atlanta's official visit. J.C., another question. Sticking with Tennessee, a few months ago you were raving about Markieff Ambles after the Under Armour Combine. How big a commitment was that for the Volunteers?
I think it was absolutely huge, especially when you look at their receiving core right now. You got some guys up there that just haven't quite developed yet, and it haven't been the players that folks thought they would be coming out of high school. You know, I think it's big. I think Markieff is a young man that has a world of talent. I think he's an outstanding player. He runs great routes, good speed, you know, can catch. He did dominate at the combine that day. The key for him when he gets to college is going to be to get in there, just like a lot of prospects. And I said the same thing about Bryce Brown last year when he signed with the University of Tennessee. And he's got to understand he's got to work, and he's got to be, you know, be recruited a little bit. You know, and I think he will be. I think you know, you can almost be overconfident at times, and when you take that to a college program where everybody's as good as you are, you know, sometimes they pass you. And I always use the example of the University of Colorado last year. They signed two running backs, Darryl Scott and then a littler back out of Ohio. And I watched Colorado play West Virginia on a Thursday night game, and, you know, Darryl Scott was the number one back in the country, but, you know, clearly he didn't work, and the littler guy did. And we saw that game, and we saw who was running for the yards. It was the little under recruited guy that worked hard. So there is, regardless of some work you have to do, and I think that's going to be the key for Ambles, and it'll be the key for guys like Bryce Brown and several other top prospects from around the country.
Yeah, JC, if you look at Tech's class right now, they have 9 commitments, all from the state of Georgia. Talk a little bit about, you know, how you feel Paul Johnson's doing in his second year recruiting, and if this is maybe a sign that maybe they're not going to compete with Georgia for all the same players, but that they can at least hold their own in the actually, I think we might have just lost JC.
We'll try to get JC back on in just a second, but it was interesting what he was saying about he doesn't think that Tennessee actually has a shot at knocking off, you know, Florida or Georgia or LSU.
Well, they've gotten to a really slow start.
Because maybe do we think that, guys, is an indication of Lane Kiffin's act is wearing thin. I mean, it was cool for a while, but how long is, you know, that going to be cool? How long is taking your shirt off and going, you know, going to be cool? How long is putting up billboards? I mean, do we even think those are going to work? I mean, they're going to put some up in Atlanta. They're going to be put up
in California. I don't think it can hurt. But they're going to put them in Florida, all over Florida. I mean, I don't think
– is that going to work,
maybe.
Though?
It might work 10 years from now when, you know, if the 5-year-old who's driving with his mom to school every day keeps passing Lane Kiffin's sign. I don't know. Well, let me say this, though.
I think his act is wearing –
He's a great recruiter. It's a great staff. It's a great recruiting staff. No, they're not going to compete with those top schools until they win on the football field. I don't think that all his – bad publicity in the press is going to hurt him with recruits, because we've asked 20 recruits on this show if it changes their opinion of Tennessee and Lane Kiffin, and they always say no. And so I don't think the bad publicity is going to hurt him, but I do think it's going to take them winning on the football field to compete with Georgia, Florida,
but what happens
LSU.
When he goes out there and Urban Meyer, Urban Meyer is going to crush him. Is that's all? Then all of a sudden he just looks like an idiot running his mouth. Tad, I mean, I haven't asked you about this. I mean, is this going to work?
I don't think there's too many coaches that have worn out their welcome before even coaching one game. But I think this is a problem that we're going to run into. I think that it's like anything, though. When you produce on the field, that outweighs everything. And if he becomes – Steve Spurrier used to run his mouth, and he was successful.
But Steve Spurrier would win.
Exactly. Well, I'm saying if Lane Kiffin can go out there and win, I think that these stories are only going to get, you know, funnier and funnier, and people are going to be more attracted to it. If he's not successful, then no one's going to want to put up with this.
Right. What it does do is it gives him less – I mean –
he's out there. People know him now.
In sports today, as a coach, you don't have much time to prove yourself anyway. You have to win, and you have to win quick to keep your job. But this gives him even less time. The fact that he has taken Tennessee's name and he's put it out there, and that's his goal. I mean, he's taken secondary violation after secondary violation with the goal of getting Tennessee's name out there. But in doing that, he's also run, you know, what colors are they? Orange and white, whatever. Through the mud, and he has. He's run his father's
name through the mud,
right,
too. And I think Monty, he might wish he was back with the Bucks right now.
The educator.